Welcome to the sound of Smarter Egg. The Smarter Egg group in Ballincollig this evening has been going for about an hour and a half, and the people playing jazz have stopped playing jazz, so it's only chatter and ambient sound that you're listening to. But I've been fortunate. I found myself talking to a man whose name I've forgotten. What's your name?
Michael Buckley.
Right. Michael Buckley has never... Have you ever seen Audio Boo before?
I have never seen Audio Boo before. It's quite interesting.
It's pretty, isn't it?
It is. Very attractive.
Pink and turquoise, the pause button. And we're now recording.
Okay. No? We're live.
Yeah, we're live. So... You know, are you meant to be here, by the way?
Yes, I am meant to be here.
Okay, that's all right, because that's very important. If I
no, that's okay.
An audio interview with somebody.
I'm a legitimate attendee here. Don't worry.
So, I was telling somebody this evening, the best story I heard about George Hook.
Yes.
Was the once, and he tells it in his autobiography, that he once rang his wife from America.
Where was he meant to be?
He told her he was in France. And she was in Dublin. So, but the point about this is that this, when we finish making this recording here on the iPhone, on the app, I'll take your photograph, I'll put in the name of it, I'll put a couple of tags onto it,
right,
and I'll press a button, and within a couple of minutes it'll be distributed via three sources: Facebook, Twitter, and the Audio Boo website itself.
Okay.
And Google will be able to find it.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I have done Audio Boo interviews with about at least 10 people in this room.
Okay. And did it help to enhance their reputation?
Well, some of them got very big reputations already. But actually, it did, yeah, right. It does. Because you see... Okay, look. Let's say. Now I know you work for a corporate. Do you want to say which corporate?
EMC.
Okay. Let us see. Is there any aspect of EMC's reputation that you would like to improve?
I'm not sure about reputation. I think it would be good if the reputation was more well known. I think we're more of a we supply to corporate customers, not necessarily to consumers. So our footprint is probably a little bit smaller than it should be. For a company that, especially within Ireland, is a very big corporation, very big employer, we probably don't necessarily have that presence or recognition that some of the consumer companies would have. That's just one of the facts in terms of how we're set up. But I think it would be good if it had more presence. Not necessarily a change of reputation, but just more of it.
Yeah, a bigger reputation.
Bigger, yes.
Wider reputation.
Yes, wider is probably better.
Yeah, wider. Well, look, the people listening to this are, I'm thinking immediately of some people in Vancouver.
Okay.
I'm thinking of people in Australia.
Right.
As well as people in Cork and Glanmire. So all around the world. You have a global audience for what you're going to say next about EMC, right?
Right, okay.
So say three things about EMC to give people a notion of... about the company, which will actually help to widen the reputation of EMC.
EMC, core IT company, all about cloud computing, all about big data, all about IT infrastructure.
Right, and you're a startup, is that right?
No, that's not quite right. We've been around for quite a while at this stage. We would be a pretty large IT company at this stage.
Right, you probably have 20 or 30 employees worldwide and you're growing?
Possibly slightly more than that. So EMC has about 40,000 employees around the world. Massachusetts based in the US, but present in about 80 countries around the world.
Right, so now we're getting the picture. It's a kind of wide, big organization. How long have you worked for it?
I've worked for EMC for quite a while. I've been there for about 15 years.
We're just being signaled that we have to stop talking because the head of the Smarter Egg is about... We will pause it and return.
We will pause, okay.
At this point, the battery died. I did a little bit more tweeting, and then it was not possible to record any more with Michael Buckley. So I went to him later on in the evening and agreed with him that he was happy for this to be published in its unfinished state. So I just want to pay special thanks to Michael Buckley of EMC, who, a company which is one of the largest employers in Cork in Ireland. Thank him very much for helping widen the reputation of EMC.